Hi, this is Dictation Fund. Nkengi Robertson, Nkengi. Last name is Robertson, Robertson. Date of accident is 12/13/2021. Date of birth is 7/31/97 is the date of birth. Date of service is 4/15/2022. And she's here for a follow-up evaluation. The patient reports that her pain in the neck is around 5 on the left side, and the left shoulder pain is around 3 to 4, and she is able to move up to 160 degrees of abduction at this time. Lower back pain is around 1 to 2, and she denies any radiation to the buttocks or legs, front or back. There's no radiation to the arms. And the patient has not been doing any physical therapy for the last several weeks. She is feeling 100% better, and she's also not taking any medications. Her pain level is from 0 to 5, depending on activities, and 100% pain relief. The ADLs are not affected at all. Patient is able to work full-time as a teacher. System review is completely negative. In neurology and psych, no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance or double vision, and no blackouts, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no anxiety, depression, panic, and no loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has mild stiffness in the neck and lower back, as well as mild pain in the lower back. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. Actually, it has improved, and no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization. She reports 13-pound weight loss on diet pills, and no other trauma is reported. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 3/11/2022, dictation number 0312-060, except in the muscular skeleton examination, range of motion will be a little different. Patient has a zero finding and normal range of motion. So I would like to dictate that. Here it is. First of all, please make sure you write this, that the general review is completely normal, musculature examination normal. In the muscular skeleton, no muscle spasm, no hypertonicity, cervical spine range of motion, forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35, hyperextension is not painful. All the maneuvers are reported negative, which include in the cervical spine Hoffman sign, Sperling Lermit test, destruction test, photo all negative. Thoracic spine root test, film test is negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test negative, straight leg raising test negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Bregard test negative, Kemp test negative, Budzinski sign negative. Sacral leg joints are non-tender, and all the testing is negative, which include iliac compression test, standing flexion test, destruction test, Kuiper test, Glasfield test, and Trundleberg sign. In the extremities, shoulder examination was completely normal. On inspection, palpation, range of motion is 160 degrees without pain on abduction and flexion. And special tests were found negative, like Hawking-Kennedy test, speed test, near test. No distal weakness was found. No carpal tunnel syndrome was found. The patient has the same diagnosis as before. Plan of care is to continue her physical therapy only if needed. She's back to work. She's almost going to be discharged. She reported that she's going for an IME exam. So I've asked her to report to the attorney, Howard Weingarten, regarding it and finish that. And then, since she doesn't want any more therapy or acupuncture or chiropractor or injection treatment that she has signed, she's almost going to be discharged from our care. Thank you.